Now we are heading to a very important chapter known as business intelligence. Frankly speaking, it is one of the key components of analytics industry. The reason is it is one that part which is understandable by everyone, which everyone focuses on and actually gives the output, or basically we can say everybody is able to understand what we are talking about in this phase of the analytics, and that is what business intelligence is. Business intelligence leverages software and services to transform data into actionable insights. They are tools which can access and analyze data sets and presents analytical findings. The term business intelligence often also refers to a range of tools that provide quick and easy to digest actionable insights. To give you one example, let's suppose you have huge forms of data. There are many forms of data which are collected in Excel sheet. Now, just by looking at the data, it becomes extremely difficult to understand what exactly is happening with the business. So if you transform that data into a chart, let's suppose you have taken a sales of last 10 months and you have drawn it into a line graph. Now, just by looking at the numbers, it will be difficult for a bit to understand how data is moving. But when you convert it into a chart, or basically we can say line chart, you would understand that how data is moving, whether we are getting peaks anywhere or we are getting downwards anywhere. This is how data becomes understandable. To quickly understand such forms of data, we need more profound tools which can use large amount of data, can convert them into proper format so that they becomes easily understandable, and ultimately that understandable format actually drives business stakeholders to look at them and take key decisions. So if they are able to quickly understand that where is the problem area in the business and where is the things which are moving extremely good, they will be able to take decisions quickly. And that is what the role of business intelligence is. BI supports fact-based decision making by using historical data rather than assumptions and gut feeling. So it will populate the data as it is, but in a more precise and affectionate manner, or basically we can say a GUI based output, which gives you data in forms of chart, in forms of understandable figures, so that you can quickly understand what is right and what is wrong in the business and can take decisions accordingly. BI technologies can handle large amount of data which can easily be processed via the tools which are processing it, and then can convert it into actionable insights. The aim is simple. You will be using a huge amount of data. The data will be processed, the data will be cleaned, and that data will be presented in a way wherein it can easily be understood how things are moving in the business, and decision can be taken effectively and quickly. Business intelligence is that part of the industry wherein you are populating the data or providing the intelligence of the business to the stakeholders. Business intelligence can be used by business enterprise to support a wide range of business decisions. As an example, let's suppose I want to understand how my business is doing. Overall, my dashboard or business intelligence software shows that I am getting growth of 2% with respect to last year. That is, if I did sale of 100 crore rupees last year, this time I am doing 102 crore rupees, which is 2% extra. Now, if in case I want to understand which are the places or which are the areas where my business grew, I will quickly turn around and change the output in a way wherein my data will show the location wise history. There could be some locations which will be going up and there will be certain locations which will be going down. With that, I will be able to quickly understand that these are the positive areas and these are the negative areas of the geography. The positive areas are giving me good picture. That means my business is doing good. But the areas where my business is going down, if I control them, those areas, my growth will ultimately become a larger growth. So a 2% growth can become a 4% growth if I take care of the areas where my growth is going down. These quick decisions can only be made when your data is transformed and presented in a way where it becomes applicable and actionable to quickly look at the data and take decisions quickly. BI is most effective when it combines the data derived from the market in which the company operates, which could be external data as well, and with the data from the company sources, like if a company is storing a certain type of data that is collaborated, and financial information, operational information are collaborated and are presented in a same platform under the same shadow of the tool, so that all aspects of the data can quickly be analyzed and understood properly. Now, to summarize, what is the definition and importance of BI? Business intelligence is all about intelligence, and it is the ability to learn and understand from the experience and respond quickly and successfully to a new situation. To give you an example, I want to take an intelligent decision with respect to the business. So the first priority that comes up is I should understand what is exactly happening with my business. As an example, if my data or my dashboard can quickly populate that from April to March, how my sales went this year as well as last year, or we can say from 1920 April 19 to March 20 and from April 18 to March 19. These are my two comparative periods. If my dashboard can quickly populate the data in this way, that from April to March, my data or sales values are populated in line chart, I will be able to understand, since it is a comparative period of 1 year, I am comparing the lines movement in the two time periods. If a gap happens at certain point of time and that recent year's line is a little bit up than the last year's line, I would understand that in this particular month, I did better than the previous month. Then if there is a line downfall at certain area, I would understand that this is the month where I did less as compared to last year. So just by looking at the data, I can quickly understand what exactly happened with my business. That is what business intelligence gives you. That is the power of business intelligence, that it can quickly help you understand where are the problem areas, where are the positive areas, and stakeholders can quickly convert that outcome into a strategy and then ultimately into a business decision. By this, you would have understood why BI is becoming a major tool, why it is an important aspect of analytical industry. It is important because it helps you measure the major KPIs that you decide with respect to the business. As an example, if you are dealing with a lot of customers, your objective is to understand how much they spend in a single transaction. Your objective is to understand how much products they buy in a single transaction. And your objective is to understand how much they spend as a single consumer. On an average, every customer, how much spends, how much is the spend of every consumer individually. So this becomes your KPIs. You want to analyze three important aspects: average member spend or average customer spend, average products purchased by per transaction, average value of each transaction. This becomes your important KPI, which basically means key performance indicators. If you set these parameters in your BI, which gives you continuous information about these KPIs, every month you will be able to track whether these KPI values are moving up or down. If there is an up and down movement, you can quickly take decision and quickly understand what exactly happened. As an example, let's suppose all of a sudden items purchased per transaction increased. It means same set of customers are now buying more products in a single transaction. What was the reason behind it? There could be a reason that your price fell. There could be a reason that you did a promotion. There could be a reason that the price was competitive, but your quality was good. So now your customer are buying more product, you quickly understand. Then you can take a next set of decision that if my products are getting sold more, whether my other KPIs are also improving. Let's suppose my per transaction value is not increasing, even if my number of products has increased in a single transaction. That means I am giving discounts. Because of those discounts, my value, average value that is generated by each transaction is still the same or still less, although my products are more. That means I could be giving over discounting. That means I might not be able to leverage that opportunity of getting extra product into the basket of the consumer and ultimately drawing more sales out of it. So stakeholders will quickly take a decision that if we are over discounting, let's reduce the discount a bit. Or if products are being bought, let's force them to buy a single more product so that ultimately our value should increase, our sale should increase. It is also important because it helps you identify or set the benchmarks of various processes. As an example, let's suppose on an average your customer do a single transaction, generate a single transaction value of 4500 rupees. That means on an average every customer spends approximately 4500 rupees when they do a single transaction with you or in your store or in your transaction. Now you have set this as a benchmark that at least your consumer should be spending 4500 rupees in a single transaction. If in case they are not, you will be able to understand whether your business is outperforming or underperforming. So these quick set of decision making can only be helpful or can only be done when your BI is a major supporting tool and is providing you enough information that you need to take while taking key decisions or while making a particular strategy. Your process of setting up a business intelligence or implementing a business intelligence system involves certain steps. And those steps are, since you deal with the data, since you also need to understand how your story has to be told, you need to understand how your data has to be presented, you need to understand whether it is covering all the key metrics which you need to see. You have to follow a step-by-step process so that you can make a complete flow of the data movement or information movement. So these steps could be, first of all, you will be collecting the raw data. So you should have a proper database intact and your system should be in place which will be in extracting information out of the database and will be storing it somewhere. If it is a manual process, you have to maintain that the manual processes are maintained sequentially and without any error, because if there is any error in the raw data, your output will have an impact on this. Then once your data is collected, you will be cleaning the data and transforming in the data to convert it into a understandable format. You might need some aggregated values like what is the average value generated by transaction. You might need some direct values like what are the product that are being sold. All those transformation has to be done while converting the data into cleaner form. Once your cleaning and transformation is achieved, you will be using BI system. Using these BI system, your user can ask queries or can request ad hoc reports or can conduct any analysis. So your BI system will be using the transformed data. Either this will transformation will be manual or your BI system will be doing it all by itself. If it is doing all by itself, that is well and good, because now you just need to understand what are the output it is giving. You might need reports. You can quickly drag the reports or you can quickly extract the reports out of it and can quickly understand what exactly is happening with the business. If in case you need to quickly understand how a particular attribute is performing and that is not directly supported, and if your BI system has the capability that you can query the system and you can extract the output, that's excellent, because you can generate or write a query to take out the output and can understand how things are happening in the business. When there are users of the BI systems, there are primarily four type of BI users who will be using the BI systems. First one, the professional data analyst. The job of a data analyst is to understand or to see the data regularly and understand what exactly is happening with the business. So they analyze the data to understand the business, and they will be interacting with the BI system a lot more, because to understand what exactly is the data and how data movement is happening, they will be quickly checking the BI dashboards to understand the behavior and the trends that are happening. So the first user will be the data analyst who will be seeing and analyzing the data using BI system. The second one will be the IT user who will be maintaining it so that the final stakeholders or the final users are able to see the correct data. the head of the companies or the stakeholders of the company will be looking at the BI to quickly understand how business movements are happening, and so that they can take decisions quickly and effectively, and they can change their approaches if something is changing all of a sudden. And finally, the business users, if in case certain business aspect of the company want to understand what exactly is happening, they will be looking at the dashboard to understand what exactly is happening with their respective business. As an example, a CEO of a retail business will be seeing the overall picture of the business, how business is doing, whereas a particular category person, for example, if somebody is a head of men's department, he will be seeing how men's department is performing, and he will be looking at the reports which are related to men's department in the BI tool. Few examples I would like to give so that you understand how business intelligence software helps. As an example, let's take one example of hotel industry. They use the statistical information to set up the different rates of room booking. If they are statistically able to understand how each prices are impacting the bookings, they can easily and quickly take the decision. As an example, certain type of room, for example, two bedrooms or three bedrooms, have started showing a higher sales growth. They can quickly understand that these are the type of rooms which are in demand, and they can advertise accordingly, or they can increase the prices so that their revenues can be increased, or their demand could be high because there are less number of rooms available in other hotel rooms, and since they have the opportunity to leverage the rooms that they have available with them, they can quickly utilize that opportunity and can understand and update the prices on their websites so that they get more revenues out of the same bookings. The other example could be weather forecast. If in case you have a timely and efficient forecasting available via BI tool, you would be able to understand that what type of weather will be happening at a particular point of time. As an example, let's suppose you are planning a holiday season at some distant location and you are not very much familiar with what type of weather remains there. So you use any of the automated BI tools available online, or you might go to Google to understand which is an automated BI tool for weather forecasting. What you will be understanding is that at a point of time when I will be holidaying in that location, this will be the approximate temperature. There are this much percentage of chances of rain over there. So if there are chances of rain, you will be carrying your apparels accordingly. You will be carrying your laptops. You will be carrying your raincoats. You will be carrying your umbrellas so that you remain prepared for the weather that you are going to face. Few more examples can be seen as food industry. As an example, you would have noticed that when you order anything from Zomato populates a rider's information in a map. Now that is a sort of BI tool. Because why? Because now you can quickly understand how movement is happening. So if your delivery boy is causing a delay somewhere, even a business stakeholder will be able to understand that why delivery time is increasing with respect to the rider, because they will be able to understand that riders are taking more time as expected, or since they have the happening, or since they have the sales with respect to every dish, they can quickly take up the BI tool and understand that which are the dishes which are more in demand at a particular time or at a particular location. Your banks can use it to understand the various personal information. As an example, you would have noticed that if in case you have they enter your account information, all of the information about you gets populated onto their system. Since they have the system in place which can gives you every information about the user, they can take decisions quickly and take actions accordingly. So by now you would have understood the importance of BI tools. They are an important decision support system for key stakeholders because they can quickly understand what exactly is happening with the business. Business intelligence tools often source their data from data warehouses. So there has to be proper channel so that right data can be populated. They will be using huge amount of data. So their responsibility is to clean that data as well. So cleaned data, transformed data, and information gathering and then populating the information so that stakeholder can benefit from it is what the importance of, or what the functionality of BI intelligence tools is. If your tool is giving these information, then only they can be utilized appropriately. There are various type of business intelligence tools which are used accordingly, and each one has different functionality. As an example, there are dashboards. Dashboards can be used to understand how business is moving. Many of the dashboards are self-service dashboards. That basically means that you can quickly change the fields and understand how things are moving with respect to various aspects of the business. Then there are data marts. Data marts are basically the information of the data that can be fetched from the BI system. You will be quickly applying a filter of on a particular type of data, and then you will be getting the data accordingly. Then there are data warehouses which you can use or leverage, and you can write your queries on top of them so that you can quickly understand or get the results which you seek for. So when you talk about business intelligence tools, they can quickly or immediately be summarized into three type of tool. One is the ETL tool, which will take the data, transform the data, and load the data so that you can directly access it. You will be able to query it, you will be able to self-service it, you will be able to see the reports out of them. Then there are portals. Like, there are many websites which gives you information in form of a BI tool. As an example, there are certain online services. Like, as an example, you go to any stock trading platform like Zerodha. It will give you an information about the stock prices movement. Now here nothing is controlled by you. You are only the user. So it's a web portal which gives you information about the stock prices, how stock market is moving with respect to the actual happening in the environment. So that is a example of portal. Then there could be scorecards. Scorecards will be measuring the different scores with respect to every aspect. So it will give you an information about a particular score at a particular time. There will be a sort of software which will be measuring multiple angles and multiple attributes of a particular data point to give you a score. As an example, let's suppose you have a rating scale of which gives rating to a certain movie. Now this scorecard of a movie will be getting generated basis various attributes like the likeliness of the user, the number of people who actually saw it, the ratings given by user. So a scorecard will be generated accordingly, and you will be able to access that information of the scores, that what exactly is the score of a particular movie, and then you can decide that whether this movie will interest you or not. When you will be dealing with business intelligence, apart from the tools, you also need to understand what are the techniques of business intelligence. There are various techniques of business intelligence which gives you information about the businesses. The first and foremost technique is data visualization. You would have understood that visualization actually makes it much easier to understand the flow of the data. And with the visualization, you can complete your story in less time, and it will take less effort for the stakeholders to understand how the movement is. So visualization could be basis charts which expresses how your business moves. As an example, a line chart over a period of time will quickly be able to explain how your sales figures are moving. Then is data mining. Data mining is basically analyzing the data, getting into the depth of data to understand how things are being changing. For this, you might have to do query as well. Then there are reporting. Reporting basically means you are not analyzing it, you are actually populating what exactly are the figures. As an example, let's suppose on a regular basis you populate how many customers shopped with you, what is the total sale that happened with you, and what is the sale with respect to every product. So this is a report which will give you information, same information every day. The only thing that will be changing is the numbers. Now there is no analysis. Analysis only happens when you see that a particular product is declining, and you try to find out the reason that why these are declining. There could be certain attribute, certain location have stopped shopping it, or certain type of people have stopped shopping it. But till this point, you're just populating the number that these are the numbers of these product. Till this point, when you're only populating the number, it remain as a report. Then there are time series analysis, which gives you information with respect to the time that in continuous period of last 12 months, how your sales are moving. To track these movements, you use predictive analytics technique, which also helps you in identifying that this is my trend so far, what can happen in next 3 months. This actually helps you in planning your future activities. If your sales looks to be moving up, you will try to leverage that opportunity and you will try to push this opportunity to perform better than the as usual business. You might also be doing OLAP, which is online analytical processing, wherein you will be digging into the data to understand how things are moving. For this, you might be aggregating few of the data points. You will be summarizing few of the data point to understand how data is performing. Then there could be statistical analysis as well, wherein you will be creating mathematical models to understand how different measures are performing. Let's suppose there are 5 type of customer, few which are only men, few which are only women, few which are family consumers, few which are couples. These type of consumers might behave differently. So your statistical analysis can actually give you weights that what percentage of your sales comes from each of these type of consumers, which basically helps you understand which is a better consumer for you or which is a more important customer for you. Let's take one simple example of BI, wherein we will try to understand how BI helps you in identifying or utilize information and how OLTP and OLAP actually helps in changing those data points. So let's suppose we have a website and we are trying to place certain advertisements on the website, certain product changes on the website, or certain customer information on the website. Those information will be fetched in a sequential manner. As an example, when you are entering a product into a website, you have a proper sequence to follow. You will be taking up a product, you will be taking their image, you will be taking up their price, you will be updating those information on the website, and those website will start populating the product that you highlighted. Or if in case you are trying to play some ad, you will be taking up the ad, you will be taking its visuals, you will be deciding the place where you will place the ad on the, and you will be deciding the page on which your ad will be placed and the position at which your ad will be placed. In such way, this is a transaction processing unit where you are moving from A to Z following certain approaches or certain processes. But when it comes to OLAP, here you need to take analytical decisions. When you are entering a product, whether there is a chance of adding a new product, increasing more sales. If it happens, then adding a product is a better idea. Will new product give more expansion to the customer? A new set of customer will be coming to your website? If yes, then it's a good idea. Will adding a advertisement at a particular web page and at a particular position can attract more customer or more sales? If yes, then it's a better idea. So these decisions will be taken using OLAP, which are analytical processing units. So your business intelligence techniques involves OLTP, which could be a few of the examples we discussed, adding a product, adding an advertisement, changing a particular product, which involves processes in a sequential manner. And these helps you in changing a particular thing with respect to a BI output. Data mining in business intelligence and its process. So when we are doing data mining, we are just not populating the data, we are also analyzing the data. Now this analysis involves a lot of activities. It might be involving your report generation, it might be involving your model building, it might be understanding of your business needs and then generating the output accordingly. So your data will be coming from various sources, and you will be collectively collecting those data, storing those data, cleaning those data, and ultimately will be using a proper data mining tool to convert it into a proper output. Those output will involve statistical analysis to understand what could be your future output. So how do you do data mining in a business intelligence process? There are certain steps that you have to follow while doing data mining for any business intelligence process. These steps involves business understanding, data preparation, then its modeling, then further data model evaluation, and if it is not meeting the expected output, then you will have to go back to the business understanding, and finally deployment of the output. Let's try to understand these things one by one. First of all, business understanding. Whenever you are creating a business intelligence output, you need to understand what exactly business trying to understand from the requirement that they have shared. As an example, let's suppose your business says that you have certain products which are high sold products or which are highly selling products. These products, if in case are combined with certain low selling products, can give you more sales, because those extra products sold will be getting added to the basket of a consumer. Now, if they ask for that which are those products which can be driven by the product which are high selling product, you have to identify those product and share it with the business stakeholder. You will have to create a complete process of it. So your business understanding clearly suggests that how and what is expected as an output. What are the expectations from the process that they are mining? So business understanding involves identification of the attributes that you are trying to figure out while doing data mining. Once you understand the business requirement, then you need to understand whether your data suggests it, whether your data supports it. So it becomes an important attribute that how good or how better you have understanding about the data. The more understanding of the data that you have, the better your output can be. Let's suppose you don't have any idea about the products being sold and the type of product being sold, then in that case you will not be able to solve this problem. But if in case you have a good understanding of how your product attributes are stored, how your product attributes are saved, and with each transaction of consumer, how they appears in a transaction history. If you have a good understanding of these, you will be able to clear them properly and understand them properly, and then ultimately will be able to clean and transform them completely to complete your analysis needs. Once you are clear with the data and the business problem that you are going to solve, then you need to prepare the data so that you can analyze it further. Now, cleaning is an important step and preparing is an important step. Why? Because when you are preparing the data, you will have to prepare it in a way that it makes business sense, as well as it is cleaned and doesn't have a data which actually can impact the output in opposite manner. As an example, let's suppose you have many people in your bank. Most of your people in your bank have an average balance amount of 50,000 rupees. But there are few set of consumers or few set of account holders who have approximate value of 1 crore rupees. Now, if in case you go with the average value, it will impact the whole analysis because there are few set of outliers. Now, you have to take an apt decision on what to do with these outliers. If in case you need to understand the behavior of high value account holder and low value account holder, you can change those values. If in case you want to take an aggregated impact, then in that case you will have to remove the outlier value which have high value, because at the end of the day they are not wrong values, it's just that it is impacting your analysis. So you have to prepare your data accordingly basis the business understanding and basis the output that you are going to generate. Once your data is prepared and it is cleaned and it is ready to be put into further steps, then you have to decide the right statistical technique to adopt for the same data. Now, this becomes an important step because a incorrect understanding of statistical algorithms will take you to a wrong place or will give you an incorrect output. Or if in case you don't have a clear understanding of what could be the output of this model, you will ultimately be in a situation wherein you are not able to understand and absorb the output generated by the algorithm. So while doing data modeling, you will have to understand how this model will help you and whether it completes all the basic assumptions which are to be followed for every algorithm. As an example, let's suppose you are solving a problem using linear regression. There are certain set of assumptions that a linear regression follows, and if in case your assumptions are not being met or your data doesn't follow those assumptions, then your output will be completely random and you will not be able to utilize it. So when you are building or when you are picking up the modeling technique and when you are building the model, you have to think twice and you have to think thoroughly that whether this algorithm makes sense with respect to your business problem, and if yes, then you will be going ahead with model building. Once your model is prepared and it is start giving your output, then the next step is to understand whether that output is good or bad. That is what evaluation means. Being an analytics professional, you will have to understand that whether your model is giving the output as per the expectations or not. If it is not, then you will have to redo the modeling part, or you will have to find out the reasons for incorrect assumptions or incorrect predictions. Once your model passes the evaluation criteria and you are satisfied with the output of the model, then you can use it for the further purposes. Once your model satisfies the evaluation criteria and you are satisfied with the results of the model, you can now put it into the deployment. Now these deployment varies. Let's suppose you are doing a manual effort. In that case, you will be manually deploying the model, manually generating the output. But if in case you are setting up a business intelligence process wherein you will be incorporating this model into a dashboard or into a report or into a tool or into a software, these algorithm will be working in the respective software that you are in which you are incorporating it. Once it is incorporated, the deployment will actually start giving you outputs. Now the important thing that you need to take care of is when you are deploying your model, you need to maintain the model, you need to monitor the model, you need to understand whether it is continuously performing. If it is not, then you will have to refresh the model. So it becomes your part to take care of the algorithm and keep tracking its performances. After applying all these techniques, we should be able to understand that what are the goods and the bads of business intelligence. Let's first talk about the goods, or basically the advantages of business intelligence. By far, you would have understood that it is one of the important aspect of every analytical problem, because it helps you in taking key business decisions. It is helping everyone. It is helping stakeholders. It is helping data analysts. So there are lots and lots of advantages with respect to business intelligence. Let's summarize them. Few of the advantages are, it will boost your productivity. You will quickly be able to understand what exactly is going good and what exactly is happening bad with your business. It will improve the visibility of each component. As an example, if ATV is increasing, whether it is increasing or decreasing, whether items bought per transaction are increasing or decreasing, so you will be able to keep a track of every KPI of your business. You will be able to fix the accountability. As an example, let's suppose certain people have a responsibility of improving the performance of certain product. If those are not improving and you are able to keep a track of those, you will be able to understand it properly, and then you can pass on that information that these products are still not performing and we need to change the strategies that are being adopted to improve their performances. It gives a bird eye view of the whole business. So for the top end stakeholders, let's suppose for a CEO or a COO, it will become an effective tool to understand how your business is changing and what exactly is happening with the business. So if they have a bird eye view, they can understand the movement of the business and can plan their strategies accordingly. It streamlines the business processes. You will be able to understand how things are moving in the business, and then you can take the output or decide the strategies accordingly. And it basically allows for easy analytics. If you can quickly analyze few aspects, you can quickly understand what is good and what is bad. You can quickly data mine, you can quickly query, and you can quickly understand what are the things which are favoring you, and then you can utilize them in a larger manner. Few of the disadvantages of business intelligence do exist, and those disadvantages are cost. It involves certain cost, because since it involves a huge ETL process and that has to be maintained by certain professionals, so there will definitely be certain cost around it. And obviously, when it is solving lots and lots of things for you, it is actually creating complexities as well. So those complexities has to be measured and has to be encountered, and there will be limited use. Let's suppose you change the KPI of your businesses, then in that case whole of the BI implementation has to be updated accordingly, and it's a time consuming implementation. If in case, let's suppose you want to change the strategies, you want to change the view, you want to change the output that you are measuring, you want to change the KPIs, in all these things you will have to take some time to implement those things on the softwares or the tools that you are using, so that you can see the things that you want to actually look as an output. There are many trends that are coming in picture these days with respect to business intelligence. As an example, artificial intelligence is one such thing which is using the impact of the data and ultimately taking the decision. So there are artificial intelligent machines which can take the decision on a human's behalf and can take appropriate actions accordingly. So these complex tasks can easily be measured by machine and can easily be completed by machine these days. There are collaborative BIs. BI software combined with collaboration tool can take a collaborative decision making. Collaborative decision making basically means that you are taking a collaboration of multiple outputs and then generating it into a business insight. Embedded BI. Embedded BI allows you to use the output of the BI and then incorporate it into a certain business application. So basically you will be leveraging the output of one application and you will be utilizing that output into some other application. It will empower the other application's functionality as well. There is cloud analytics that is coming into the picture these days. The primary reason for cloud analytics is there is huge amount of data that is being stored, there is huge amount of processing that is involved, and there is huge amount of software that needs to be incorporated. Now cloud solves these problems for you. Now you don't need a high-end computer systems, because they will be, you can deploy your models right on the cloud. You don't need to store these data, because those data can be stored on the cloud. All these information when are collectively available on the cloud, you don't need to do any hardware changes onto your local systems, and still can leverage the output of the cloud systems and take business decisions accordingly. So this is the one amongst the newest trend, that all the cloud based analytics are happening these days. So to summarize all the things that we learned in the business intelligence workshop is, we understood how KPIs are measured, how BI actually helps you in taking business decisions, how stakeholders utilizes it, how data analysts utilizes it, how it empowers the decision making of a process, and what exactly you do in BI. Primarily, you do visualizations, you create ad hoc reports, you set up ETL systems to process those data, and it can be used in various forms and in various industries, because it enables every industry to quickly make decision with respect to the business. Not only that, we also understood how different type of people or different type of professionals uses it and in what way they benefits out of it. This is what we learned in the whole BI analytics class. I hope you understood it. Thank you very much.